The University of Illinois at Chicago Dental Clinic is a busy place. It's where dentistry students get hands-on experience they need to succeed. The U of I is one of two dental colleges in Illinois. The other is at Southern Illinois University. This year, the two schools will graduate around 95 students, including Jose Camacho, who's being evaluated for his clinic work.
Now, I had one question concerning the interproximal here.
Okay.
Now, it seems like there may be decay on the lingual, on the distal lingual surface, because I do feel a roughness.
You know, it could be just an enamel junction.
A little bit of a catch.
But his filling is broken.
Oh, yes. She's replacing it today.
Camacho is somewhat of a rarity. Currently, less than 10% of all dental students in the United States are from underrepresented minority groups, African American, Hispanic, Latino, and Native American.
I was actually disappointed when I got here to see how many minorities there were in my class. There's 4 out of 68.
That's Sara Gagani, a sophomore at UIC Dental School.
I feel it's my obligation to go out as a Latina, to go out and help people in the Hispanic community, to make sure that they have access to health care and that they have a competent dentist.
The lack of cultural as well as geographic diversity among dental students is a significant hindrance to improving access for minority populations, the poor, and those living in rural areas of Illinois. Identifying and recruiting more minority applicants is high on the list of priorities for Bruce Graham. He's been in dental education almost 30 years, the last 3 as dean of the U of I Dental School.
You know, we've lost some ground in dental education over the last 5 years as far as trying to get the diversity of our student population to reflect the diversity of society. We've got a ways to go here at the University of Illinois at Chicago. We're right about the national average, 4 or 5% African American, 4 or 5% Hispanic enrollment. And there is at least some preliminary data. There was a study done in the state of Texas a few years ago that did establish that minority dentists, there was a very statistically significant tendency for them to locate their practices in areas, in communities that were traditionally underserved.
But attracting minorities, as well as those who live in rural areas, to dental colleges remains a huge challenge. Schools are finding that all too often qualified minorities don't consider a career in dentistry because they had no dental role models as children. Another issue is the need at an early age, certainly by high school, to have success in mathematics and the sciences. And then there's economics. The costs of a dentistry education are steep. Students graduating with debts in excess of $100,000 are common. Daryl Pendleton is Assistant Dean of Multicultural Affairs at the U of I Dental College. He was hired last November when the college made the position full-time. Pendleton says it's his job to build pipelines or pathways to assist minority students as early as middle school.
Unfortunately, for many of our minority students in certain school districts, the quality of the coursework that is available to them is not on par with the quality of coursework that's available with their counterparts at other schools. And so they're lacking some of the basic foundation. Not the desire, not the ability.
UIC Dental College junior Leslie Slaughter has trumpeted the benefits of a dental career at health fairs for minorities. She overcame many of the hurdles that have stymied other minority students from even applying. The lack of role models and the fear of huge economic debt. She says for a majority of minority youth, becoming a dentist, in her words, isn't even on their radar screen.
When you mention dentistry, they're kind of like, what? You know, they've thought about nursing, they've thought about medicine, they seem to have thought about everything except dentistry. And of course, in an area that's predominantly Black and Hispanic, you're not going to have a whole lot of Caucasian people going into that area to practice because that's not the area they're familiar with, that's not where they always pictured going back to work.
UIC is also having problems attracting students willing to serve in rural areas. Most graduates want to practice in urban settings, partly because profits are higher. But UIC also attracts a lot of students from the greater Chicago area, and that's where they want to work. The school is now trying to aggressively recruit from rural settings by identifying small-town mentors willing to encourage youth to apply to dental school. In the past, the program has proved successful for the medical profession, but it could be years before the University of Illinois at Chicago, and for that matter, dental schools nationwide, can alter the demographics of their student pools enough to make a significant dent in the growing problem of dental care access. For Smile Healthy, this is Dave Dickey.